You're listening to SBS News.
India's health authorities say COVID-19 case numbers are easing, but the country continues to record infections over 300,000 daily. Dr. Anshuman Tyagi, who works at a hospital in New Delhi, says high death rates are concerning.
Coronavirus cases are decreasing in the country. The number of COVID-19 patients with mild symptoms, whom we used to treat at the hospitals, have decreased. But the patients with severe symptoms who require ICU beds have not decreased.
Residents living near the holy Ganges River in the Indian state of Uttar Pradesh say hundreds of bodies are being buried at the riverbank every day after being washed away to float in the river. Bodies of COVID-19 victims have been found floating in some Indian rivers after crematoriums have been left with backlogs due to high number of fatalities. The catastrophic outbreak in India has killed at least 270,000 people so far. It comes as the country has taken a delivery of the second consignment of the Russian-made Sputnik V vaccine. Sputnik V is a two-dose shot that has been found to be more than 90% effective in preventing people from developing COVID-19. Russia's ambassador to India, Nikolai Kudashev, says his country is pleased to support India.
A second batch of the Sputnik V has landed in Hyderabad today. We are very happy to see that the Russian-Indian joint fight against the COVID-19, which is one of the vital areas of our bilateral cooperation nowadays, has firmly stood on rails and moving forward.
And in neighboring Nepal, an evacuation flight carrying 256 people from the United States has departed after the government suspended international flights until the end of the month. The country has recorded more than 7,300 new cases on Sunday. The new wave of coronavirus infections, which has spilled across the Indian border and into Nepal, has led to a shortage of hospital beds and medical supplies across the country. But health authorities around the world are worried about the COVID-19 variant first detected in India. The British Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, says the virus variant first identified in India is becoming dominant in some parts of the UK, with 1,300 cases of the variant identified so far. But Mr. Hancock says the government will continue to ease restrictions in England on Monday because the government has confidence in its vaccination rollout.
There is new, very early data out from Oxford University, and I would stress that this is from the labs, it's not clinical data, and it is very early, but it does give us a degree of confidence that the vaccines work against this Indian variant, but it is clearly more transmissible and has been spreading fast. And that means that we can stay on course with our strategy of using the vaccine to deal with this pandemic and of opening up carefully and cautiously.
And British tourists will now be allowed to holiday in Portugal's Algarve without needing to quarantine when returning home. The European Union has prohibited non-essential travel from outside the bloc, making Portugal's decision an exception. But 30-year-old restaurant manager Marissa Vieira says locals are worried about the return of international travellers.
We are very concerned because we know that as they are vaccinated, they might come here and not respect the rules so much like last year. And most of people here are not vaccinated, so yeah, that's one of the concerns.
Tourists from the United States, United Kingdom, and within the European Union who have been vaccinated against COVID-19 or can show a recent negative test result are now also allowed to visit Greece. The country has reopened for its summer tourism season to travelers from 53 countries in total. The manager of the Rochari Hotel on the Greek island of Mykonos, Stavroula Kousathana, says she almost didn't reopen due to a lack of bookings, but says she was soon inundated with requests from holidaymakers.
I did reopen this weekend, May 14th, when they allowed us. I wasn't sure I should have because I had only two bookings. And on the last minute, I mean, we had, you know, another 14. So people are really pretty much expecting what's going to happen on the last minute to decide, you know. So I'm glad I did reopen because in the beginning I was like, oh, my God, this is not, you know, I will not even be able to make my expenses. But it looks well.
Meanwhile, Brazil has now registered more than 15 million cases and 434,000 deaths since the start of the pandemic. A city in Sao Paulo has set up a mass vaccination drive for residents aged 18 to 60 as part of a medical research project for the pandemic. The study hopes to vaccinate 80,000 of Botucatu's 149,000 residents to test the effectiveness of the Oxford AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine, as well as monitor people's behavior during the pandemic. Brazil's Health Minister Marcelo Queiroga received a vaccination at the center, and British Ambassador to Brazil Peter Wilson also attended the event. Mr. Wilson says the research will help the world better understand the AstraZeneca vaccine.
So it's absolutely vital for all of us across the world that we have as much data as possible, and the research that is being done in Botucatu over the next months is going to be really vital for that scientific sharing and the increase of knowledge in the world about how the AstraZeneca vaccine operates.
Rio de Janeiro's Christ the Redeemer statue was also lit up with a message in support of vaccine equality, hoping to spread awareness about the importance of immunization as developing countries around the world struggle to gain access. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Karishma Luthria, SBS News.